for some answers to what's behind it all, we turn to Liz Ann Saunders, Chief Investment Strategist at Charles Schwab. Liz Ann, welcome back to the program. So this is, I'm reading, this is the worst week since 2011. What is going on?
So what may on the surface seem like a bunch of disparate things, they're actually very interrelated. You've got a very weak growth in China, some data that came out today showing that part of their economy in contraction. We've got the plunge in commodity prices, including oil prices, which ties back to the weakness in China. So just global growth concerns, deflation concerns, and deflation is a fairly toxic environment because if whether you're a consumer or an investor, if prices are continuing to go down, it halts activity. And this has all brought up uncertainty regarding Fed policy and how Janet Yellen and the Federal Reserve is going to react to this global turmoil. And we were, frankly, overdue for a correction. It's been almost 4 years. They normally happen every year. So this has been a long span of very, very mild equity performance.
Well, when you say overdue for a correction, I did read one columnist in the New York Times today who said this is actually as bad as it seems. He said it's a much-needed breather when some markets had been starting to look a little bubbly. That was Neil Irwin.
Oh, I agree with that. I think that corrections are healthy. They bring sentiment. It keeps complacency from becoming pervasive. So I think corrections are healthy. They're a cleansing process. Now, whether we're at the end of this one, I'm not so sure. We're not even quite there yet for the S&P 500, although the Dow is in correction territory, which is down 10% or more.